Silver was more valuable, he would ask for silver. If investments and properties and his children were more valuable for him at that time, he will ask for those things at those moments. But at that moment, the person is asking, oh Allah subhanAllah, give me ajal. Give me time, only a little bit of time, so that I can use this time and do some good, and I can be from amongst those that are good. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, kalla innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. Those are just words now that man is saying. Behind it is nothing, absolutely nothing. When your time comes, لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون, that it won't be brought any forward. Imagine if a person's time is to go on a certain date, a certain time, it won't be brought forward to a day before. ولا يستقدمون, it won't be delayed even for 1 second. It won't be delayed. So therefore, it won't be brought forward, nor will it be delayed. If every person's time is completely fixed, then here we understand the value of time. This is the most valuable commodity a person got. Therefore, every day a person should value and take stock of his time. That how did I use this time of mine? And therefore, from the hadith we'll learn that how the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, how they used their time and how they valued their time. Because every second makes up this time. And every bit of this time makes up a person's life. So a person who values his seconds means he values his life. And he doesn't value his seconds and he got time to while away and waste. That means this person is not valuing this life that Allah Pak has given him. So ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for the believers to humbly submit themselves, to humbly submit themselves, to submit their hearts, لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what Allah Pak has sent down with truth. What this ayat of the Quran is teaching us is that hearing so many bayans and listening to so many talks and hearing different types of nasihat here and there, person is reading nasihat in the news, in the Islamic papers, in the pamphlets, and then he's reading nasihat in kitabs, and then he's hearing it from the masajid, different occasions, and now on the radio stations, he's hearing all these things. But has the time not come now for you to eventually submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Put yourself forward and do what you're supposed to do, rather than just listening and listening and listening. Therefore, a beautiful poem, couplet narrated by Rumi, rahmatullah alayh, he mentions that, forget the tale that lovers tell, serve thy Lord with all your might. What it means is, forget the tale that lovers tell. Those people that have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them will give you some story, some tale, some waqia they will give you about the ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now is the time for you to forget about all the nasihats and all the stories and all the different waqias. What you need to do, serve thy Lord with all your might. What it means is that now is the time to make amal. How long you going to keep listening and listening and listening and we're not making any amal? Now is the time that you have to make amal. If you know that Quran Sharif is something that I should be doing, now is the time that I should be making tilawat and reading my Quran. If I know that tahajjud salat is something that I should be doing, now is the time I should be making amal. I know that respect to parents and respect to seniors is something I should be doing, now is the time to make amal. In other words, that don't overwhelm yourself with just listening to nasihat and nasihat all the time, but try and bring into your life. Has time not come now that I bring amal into my life? Today's hadith, an Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, akhadha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi mankibi faqal. Hazrat Ibn Umar, Abdullah Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held me by my shoulder. This was the style of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to express love and to show love. That he held me by my shoulder and he said, kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib aw abiru sabil. Abdullah Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, remain in this world like a stranger or a traveler. You find that a person who is in a strange land, a person who is a stranger, he is in a strange place, then he doesn't get too attached to the things around him because he's not familiar. So he's not too in love with the buildings there and the places there. He just finds himself as a stranger. That's how a stranger behaves in a place. He's not too acquainted there. So he just carries on with what he needs to carry on. Oh, abiru sabil, or a traveler. A traveler, you see, even the wealthiest traveler, or a person that is traveling for our understanding purpose, a person going for Umrah, or a person going for Hajj, he'll have his suitcase and he'll have his backpack and he's going now. And he'll live off it. And he doesn't get too carried away. He doesn't start ordering containers now to come with him. And the person doesn't go there to Makkah Sharif and decide that he wants to build one building. And he wants to do the whole unit up there. He wants to do the hotel up because he's staying there. But he regards himself as a traveler. That what I got, I'm going to move on. Eventually, I'm going to go back to my home. So we are strangers in this dunya, and we are travelers here. The reason why we are strangers here is because our real home is Jannah. Our parents, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hawa alayhi salam, had come from Jannah. So The real home is there, and here we are away from our house. So like the traveler who is away from home, he doesn't get too involved in doing the things up in the hotels, in the places he's staying, but he just knows that he's moving, he's on a mission. So like that insan is in this world, Allah Pak has sent us on a mission for a purpose. Our real home, we know we're going back to Jannat, inshallah. So that is where a person's heart is attached to home. His heart is not attached to this dunya. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, that live in this world like a stranger or a traveler. Traveler is content with that little he got, his boat is full with whatever goods he needs, and now he's moving. He's living off his boat or he's living off his suitcase. And then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this had such an impact on him, such an impact on him. Wa kana ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, يَقُولُ إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. Later on now when he was giving advice, he would say when the evening comes, then don't expect to see the morning. Don't expect to see the morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ. And when the morning comes, don't expect to see the evening. وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ. And he would further give advice that prepare for your sickness whilst you got good health. Don't expect to prepare for your sickness when you're already sick, because then it's too late. So prepare for your sickness when you got good health. وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. And prepare for your mouth when Allah Pak has given you life. Because when the time for mouth comes, now it's too late to start preparing for mouth. So prepare for your mouth when you've got life, and prepare for your sickness when you've got good health. So this teaches us something. A person should value and appreciate the moments he's got. Don't procrastinate and wait, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'm going to do this the next day. Because a person thinks that in the morning he thinks that I'm not going to see the night, or he doesn't expect to see the night, then the work for the morning, he does it in the morning. He won't delay it for the next day or the following day. Immediately he does it. So this helps a person to save himself from procrastination. He just thinks that I don't know whether I'll see the night. What work I got to finish now? Let me finish that work now. May Allah subhanallah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.